Kevin McStay, topsy-turvy league it was indeed for a lot of the teams.
Well, I'll only speak for myself, Kevin, and the Mayo team, and we wouldn't see it as topsy-turvy from our position. We ended up with 8 points. Our status in the division was secured with 2 games to spare, which would have been very much one of our objectives in the league. So definitely ticked it from that perspective. And then all the other peripheral objectives you have are in terms of building out the squad, in terms of getting injured lads back on the pitch. That has worked very well for us. So the league has been very good to us. The 2024 league, we've used it for different issues. Got a good look at the players. Got a good look at different tactics that we might be thinking about for the summer. And in an overall sense, the league has been a kind league to Mayo. We've really enjoyed it and had some great matches. None more so than the opening one against Galway.
That hurts, Kevin.
Well, in terms of the league spectacle, yeah. It's a great rivalry, and we went up and gave it our best shot, and it worked out for us this time. But we have a great sense of that rivalry, that it's toss of a coin.
Yeah, and now your focus, of course, is on the next game, which is the trip to New York.
And it's always our focus, Kevin. Like, it can't be anything else but the next game. And I know that's a cliche, and you know people want to look beyond it, but that's disrespectful to opponents. It's disrespectful to us ourselves, in that our total focus is New York. So people talk about the trip to New York and the New York gig or whatever. This is the kind of quarterfinal we're getting ready for in the championship. And I'm around long enough. I said it to an earlier commentator that in my time since 1994, all the 5 Connacht counties have won the Connacht championship, and last year you saw what New York did to Leitrim. So the idea that we're preparing in any sort of an ad hoc way would be absolutely crazy. This is championship, it's full on. We put our best foot forward and we see where it gets us.
It's a great occasion, though, for the supporters going over.
It is, and it's sold out after 20 minutes, the tickets online. So that's going to be a bit of fun, seeing who can get to the venue. I've been over there once before, and the buzz around the place is fantastic. And I think when it's a Mayo visit as well, Mayo has a huge connection with Gaelic Park. So we're really looking forward to meeting everybody, both from home and abroad. And we'll get to see them Sunday evening, I'm sure, after the game. But again, our focus is totally and utterly preparing really diligently while in New York, and obviously while we're at home as well, but particularly while we're in New York, our concentration is on that match on the Sunday.
Yeah, because a lot of people would figure, you know, that in Connacht you're talking about Mayo, Galway, Roscommon, and they would be believing that the rest are kind of pushovers.
Well, again, I'm silly talk, whoever's making that talk, but I'm only going to talk from my perspective about our Mayo team, which, you know, we think is in a very strong position now to mount a challenge into the championship. Just look at, you know, how strong Connacht is. You know, Sligo are really, really moving well. Look what Leitrim did last weekend. They have a league in front of them. So just very quick, just a quick scan of what's going on in Connacht, you know it's building very, very nice. It's going to be a hugely competitive championship. I've no doubt about that. It's going to be a tight championship. But we keep coming back to, well, what can we do? And our focus is New York, and we get out of that and home. Well, we'll refocus on what's ahead of us and what that reality looks like.